Thank you for joining us on LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 13, verse 18 says this, "But the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me." Here, Jesus quotes from Psalm 41, verse 9, a psalm of David. This psalm is a psalm of lament, where David is suffering under a painful experience, being mocked by enemies, even in the midst of suffering from some sort of horrible sickness. And David is lamenting the fact that even his friends have turned against him. Jesus is using that part of the psalm, and he says that its ultimate significance and reality is the betrayal of the greater king, the greater David, Jesus himself, by Judas. In order to fulfill scripture, Jesus had to be betrayed. So get this straight. Jesus chooses Judas because Jesus knew that Judas would betray him. Jesus did not make Judas betray him. Jesus did not forbid Judas from repenting. Judas never wanted to repent, never wanted Christ as Lord. Judas had his own agenda. He had his own purposes with Christ. Judas wanted Jesus to serve his own purposes and never intended to serve Christ or anyone else for that matter. So listen, Jesus is not a helpless victim. Even the betrayal by a close friend serves the redemptive purposes of the mission upon which Jesus has been sent. This betrayal does not make Jesus look foolish. It actually fulfills God's word. But it was crucial that the disciples know all of this beforehand so that they would be prepared. Without this preparation of the disciples by Jesus and the preparation that is to come in chapters 14 through 16, it would have been really difficult for them to come to terms with the cross. It was difficult enough, but this word, this preparation held them. Only the resurrection and the gift of the Spirit on Pentecost ultimately clears their minds and answers their questions, but this groundwork that Jesus does here, because he is showing them the full extent of his love, proves strong enough to hold them together. And this is why you find them together after the resurrection and not scattered abroad. When you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries throughout India. And also remember the Airway Life Word broadcast that's heard in Benin, Ghana, and Togo.